Hello, Dolly. This is Louis Dolly. So just come on in right here to Robin's Nest.
Oh, Satchmo.
What you say, Robbins?
Everything is great because I'm right here with you.
That knocks me out.
How's my man?
Oh, fine now, Fred. You know, like I said, these treaders was giving me trouble. You know, that's what we call our feet, you know, treaders.
The old treaders, huh?
But the doctors all straightened me out, Dr. Schiff and Dr. Zucker. Straighten me out now and getting ready to go back to work.
You know? Well, Pops, you know, this is no time for you to be sick.
Well, yeah, I don't just want to be sick, you know, just something you couldn't help, you know.
But I mean, at a time like this, when one of the most wonderful and almost miraculous things in the music business has happened, and this enormous hit has come along for you in the midst of all this other garbage that's on the air, this is such a great thing, and everybody is thrilled about it, as you know.
Yeah, they're enjoying it. All in the hospital, you know, every morning they come in, hello, Dolly, all the nurses and everything. And I thought it was wonderful. Had a nice time, you know, a lot of visitors and things.
What does it feel like, Pops? I mean, just having a hit like that's enough to make you better in itself, isn't it?
Yeah, it shows you that it's always still another good one hanging around, you know. And you never can tell about a hit, you know. And I think we're going to make some more, but I don't know if there'll be as big a hit as Dolly, but I think they'll be good. You know?
Did you think this was going to happen for you?
Well, I felt it was going to be a good record, you know, but I didn't think it was going to jump up like this.
How did you happen to hear the song for the first time?
Well, we had the music, and we played around with it, you know. And then we rehearsed it a couple of times before we went on the road. And we came back, just went on into it, like a recording session, you know.
But you liked the song right away?
Yeah, I liked it, the sound and the song, even to the other side. I like both of them very much, yeah.
Was it Dave Capp's idea to bring this song to you?
Yeah, he thought about Satchmo, because... he's my man, you know. He gave me Blueberry Hill and all those things back there, and good old things with Gordon Jenkins. Dave has always been my man, you know.
Well, he's got a great touch, you know, Pops. Yeah. And when he saw this Hello, Dolly, it's really a thrilling thing to see. This is the song, this is the artist for it, and to make a marriage like that, you
know? That's right. And I always appreciate his ideas about things like that, Dave Capp. And he reminds me so much of Jack, you know, both of them. They could really pick them, you know.
Well, I think before we do anything, we ought to play Hello, Dolly right away.
Okay, go ahead.
Hello, Dolly. This is Louis Dolly. It's so nice to have you back where you belong. Looking swell, Dolly. I can't tell, Dolly. You you're still growing, you're still growing, you're still going strong. I feel the room sway while the band's playing one of our old favorite songs from way back when. So take a rap, fellas, find an empty lap, fellas.
Back with Louie in just a minute here in the Nest. I got big news for you, exciting news, wonderful news for moviegoers. Today through Tuesday, Lowe's and other theaters in the metropolitan area are presenting one of the greatest two-feature entertainment combinations in years. Paul Newman is Hud on the same program with Frank Sinatra in Come Blow Your Horn. Hud, the film that won 3 Academy Awards, presenting Patricia Neal, chosen as the Best Actress of the Year, Melvin Douglas, who won the honors as the Best Supporting Actor, both in the film that won the award for the Best Cinematography. Bosley Crowther in the Times said that Hud shaped up as the year's most powerful film, and the Daily News awarded Hud its coveted 4 stars. It's superbly acted, magnificently filmed. That's what Bob Considine said to his millions of readers. To balance the mighty drama and the action of Hud is one of Frank Sinatra's gayest films, Come Blow Your Horn, in color, co-starring Jill St. John, Lee J. Cobb, and Molly Picon. Don't miss Hud and Come Blow Your Horn on the same program, now at Lowe's and other theaters in the greater New York area. For details, consult the movie pages of your favorite New York daily newspaper. You'll never forget Hud, the man with a barbed wire soul.
I want to ask you how this has changed your day-to-day routine and your life, actually. A hit record. What does it do to a man at this stage of his career?
Well, it makes you feel pretty good, you know, and it makes you feel that, well, your effort's not wasted after all, you know. People still appreciate you, and everywhere we play, they still appreciated whatever we played anyway. And for this to come up, and everybody was clamoring, you know, to get the records and everything, and we just go into the introduction, and the house come down. Makes you feel pretty good.
Did you ever think it would happen again in your career?
Well, you never can tell. Like I say, you never can tell about a song, you know. And we always had that saying about stay before the public anyway, you know. I don't get a chance to make as many records as I did years ago when I'm traveling so much, you know. Probably there'd have been a couple more jump out.
But this had to be, Louie, a million to one shot in view of the music that's around. You look at the hit records today, it's either the Beatles or the Hubcaps or the Nosebleeds or the Tire Thieves, you know. This is the top list. And then all of a sudden, in the middle of all this, you see Hello, Dolly, number 7, number 6. You know, why, it's incredible.
Make you feel over good.
It's just incredible. And all these rock and roll stations have to play it because it's on the top list. How do you like being played along with the Beatles, kids?
That's all right with me. That's all right. Like I say, if you can follow the Beatles, you're doing all right.
Oh, boy, I tell you.
The Beatles doing all right.
Yes, they are. What do you think about them, Pops?
They're very entertaining, you know. Yeah, I dug them before they came over here, you know. They flash them on the news from Liverpool. And I said, boys gonna make a big hit, you know, and they upset the world.
Boy, they sure did. They upset the world.
Yes, they did. Yeah.
From a musical standpoint, Louis, why do you think that in this tremendous welter of the rock and roll music, the junk, how could this gem of a record catch on? What do you think did it?
You know, if you play something you feel, I think the people, they feel it right with you, you know. Regardless of what the other fella's doing, I never try to bother about that, no way, you know. And the people, the fans, they just feel that record like I do.
Of all ages?
Yeah, of all ages, even kids. I was talking to Big Chief Moore on the phone, and he had his little son talk to me, and he didn't say but two words to come in with, "Hello, Dolly," like and such.
Yeah.
And it makes you feel all right to know that even the youngsters, you know, still with you after playing so long, you know?
Well, that is the thrilling thing about the Louis Armstrong career, that as your wonderful wife Lucille says, that you've got now the kids as well as the older generation,
that's,
you know?
That's right, and they're right with me, you know? And they send for autographs, and everybody, well, you got to give me an autograph of my kid.
They must think you're a Beatle or something.
Yeah,
right?
What do they think?
I guess it shows that, you know, really in the final analysis, great artistry just covers all generations.
Yeah, music is music. I mean, it shows you it can hit everybody. And that's been going on even from the days of Blueberry, you know. Be surprised how big that record stood up. And in my programs, and I know the Dolly gonna be around a long time, you know. I ain't worried about my younger generation public, no way, you know. We play high schools, universities, and where all the kids come from, and they just rave. We just come from Chapel Hill, North Carolina, Durham, all up there, nothing but kids. They still like old such.
You imagine kids today, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 years old, they tune their radio and they hear the rock and roll records, they hear this new guy. Who's this Louis Armstrong? Yeah. You know, where'd he come from?
That's something.
People on the street, wherever you go, they give it to you. Hello, Louis. Hello, Satchel.
Yeah, yeah. All in the stores and everywhere. And what's my line? I had to do it on the show, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your own idea, I guess, as always, to put this is Louis Dolly, huh?
Yeah, came out all right.
Let's turn you over on your tummy, Pop. Nobody's heard the other side. Everybody's playing Hello Dolly.
Yeah, well, the other side's going to be all right, too. I think they're going to like it. A lot of living to do, you know.
And you have, baby. Many more happy years.
Oh, yeah. I'm happy, you know. Satisfied.
Chicks just right for some kissing, and I mean to kiss me a few. Oh, those chicks don't know what they're missing. Satchmo's got a lot of living to do, and there's wine all ready for tasting. And there's Cadillacs all shiny and new. Gotta move, 'cause time is a-wasting. That's such a lot of living to do. There's music to play, place to go, people to see. Everything for you and me. Life's a ball, if only you know it. And it's all just waiting for you. You're alive, so come on and show it. There's such a lot of living to do.
That was got a lot of living to do, played by Fred Robbins, my man, in the Robbins Nest.
By my man, Satchmo Armstrong.
Okay, Daddy.
And you got a lot of living to do, baby.
Oh, well, you know.
You don't worry about getting older, do you, Pops?
Oh, no, you don't have time. We work all the time, travel all the time, here and there. And, you know, you just think about that, you know what I mean? Main thing, just live and enjoy life.
Music has kept you young, hasn't it?
Yeah, you have to stay young to play music and feel what you play, you know.
This hit record, I would say this would add about 35 years to your life, wouldn't you say?
Well, feel that way.
Or at least take 25 off.
Well, it's got to be a good feeling. All over the world I've received compliments on that record. There'll be some more, you know.
Oh, this is going to open a whole new recording career. What's he going to do now? What other kind of things are you going to do?
There'll be a lot of nice things coming up, you know.
Will you re-record some of your old hits?
Yeah, well, the tune that I wrote will be one of them called Someday.
Oh, I love that song.
Yeah, I think they're going to like that.
Someday you'll be sorry. Yeah. Ba 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 ba.
Yeah, all the musicians recorded it. Bobby Hackett, Jack Teagarden, and Peanuts Huckle, and Lee Wiley.
I remember the time I used to work on the stage with you at the Roxy and the Apollo. You used to sing that in the act all the time.
Yeah, we're going to do it again. Lee Wiley just made a recording of it. She phrases beautiful, too.
Oh, yeah. I always liked that Someday. It's got a sad, poignant feeling to it, you know. How'd you happen to write it?
Some years ago, we was making some one-nighters, I think, when I had the big band, Lou. East Grand Forks, North Dakota, and it was cold. We was in bed, you know. About 4 o'clock in the morning, that song kept on running across my mind, and so I got up out of sound sleep and wrote it. It was like a theme song in a musical play that I was supposed to be writing in my mind, you know.
East Grand Forks, North Dakota?
Yeah.
Well, how could you get an inspiration for a song in that place?
Well, I don't know. We was under the kibble. And I got up, you know, and put on my robe and sit down and start writing this tune. And Lucy looked up out of the bed and say, "Are you all right?" You know, thought I was.
What a place to be inspired, Pops.
Well, that's where it came from. It kept bugging me, you know. So finally, I wrote the tune and went on back to bed. And then the next day, it was. And we start playing it ever since. Got to be one of them we're gonna record on this next batch, you know.
Well, until we get the new one, we'll play the one on Victor.
Okay.
Sorry, dear.
there won't be another to treat you like a brother. Oh, someday you'll be sorry.
Pour yourself a cold, golden Budweiser and consider this. Of all American brewers, only the brewers of Budweiser use the exclusive Beechwood aging process. That Bud, that's beer.
There is a beer, you know the one. There is a beer, the king of beers. It's the greatest beer from Maine to California. That Bud, that's beer.
That Bud, that's beer.
Pops, when you look at the music situation today, are you above it? I mean, you're such a standard and a living legend. But when you look at the way music has developed, what do you think about it?
Well, I just figure I'm still living music, you know, and never change. I mean, probably, I just figure that it's always something I can do in music, and probably as a whole lot I've never done yet. I never got to the point where I said, well, I want to run out of ideas or the likes of music. It always sounded good to me, you know. And I'm a man that enjoys everybody, you know. All kind of music. I always tell the youngsters, you got to appreciate all kind of music, you know, to be a good musician yourself, you know. Classicals and everything.
Yeah.
I was always that way. And it's good to always listen to the other fellow,
right,
you know. And I find it's a good idea.
Well, the rock and roll music that we've had all these years.
Yeah, I listen to them too, because I figured it comes from the good old churches of the sanctified days, in the early days of sanctified music, and they just named it rock and roll.
Based on the blues?
Yeah, folk music and shouts and all that stuff. Just giving new names and things, you know. That's all it is. I know we did a lot of those things the kids are so famous on nowadays. We did it way back in the early days, you know that.
Sure.
You know, riffing and jumping and shouting. And for one era, that people thought we was crazy to do something like that, you know. But now it's the thing, you know. So you never can tell what the public gonna like, you know. And the kids, they coming up and think that's the only music.
Yeah. Well, then they heard this new artist, this fellow. What's his name, Armstrong? You just made a record?
There you go. So it's surprising, you know. A lot of people surprised, but everybody's surprised with me. I figured music is music. Ain't but two kind of music, like Jack Tickleton always said. Ain't but two kind of music, it's good or bad.
Yeah.
See what I mean? So I try to play as good as I can at all the time, and I please myself. It sounds good to me. It's got to sound good to you.
Sounds pretty good to me, too,
yeah,
Pops.
Yeah, I don't try to outdo anybody or try to stand on my head or nothing like that. You know, we one era there, we was all a little frantic with our music, but everybody simmered down, even to the rock and roll, and, you know, it ain't as frantic as it used to be, you know.
You hear the rock and roll records. Do you like to listen to that music?
I got a lot up in there. I buy them too. It's all soup warmed over or something like that, you know.
You hear things there that you did years ago,
years
I guess.
Years ago, way in the early days.
Yeah.
So the kids coming up now, and that's they don't know the difference, you know.
You know what I'm sorry about, Pops? You mentioned a good friend of both of ours, Jack Teagarden, the late Jack Teagarden.
There you go.
Shame he didn't live to see this hit of yours, you know?
Oh, he wouldn't have been happy. Because Jack is my man. You know how we played together for years.
He must know up in heaven that you got a hit record.
We just miss Jack so much, you know?
It's a big shock to everybody.
Yeah.
I think we ought to play a record of Jack's right now.
Yeah. You know, Basin Street Blues was... to me, it was one of his classics. Thank you.
Yeah, we got Louis Armstrong as our guest in Robin's Nest for a full hour this night on WNEW AM and FM in New York, and we'll be right back with Satchmo after the news.
47 degrees and raining at 11:30. This is WNEW News up to the minute. Frank Sepulter reporting for Winston, America's largest selling filter cigarette by far. Winston tastes good, like a cigarette.